And now for some of the letters to the Evening News. A mixed postbag today. We have enthusiasm on a project to improve Anglia Square, disappointment at the cancellation of the Norwich Lanes fairs this year, and a reminder that spring is round the corner with comments on the birds and gardens. We start with Oliver Chesney of Norwich, who wishes success to the Anglia Square and Magdalen Street ideas proposed. He says, "Oh, how history repeats itself. My good wishes go out to the Magdalen Street area and Anglia Square Traders Association, which has been formed to trumpet the sort of shops and services the area has to offer and to present a unified voice in making a case for improvement. For many years now, the whole area has been deteriorating to become what it is today, a blot on the face of a fine city. And thus it was during the 1950s, until the enlightened intervention led by the Civic Trust persuaded all the traders in the area to participate in a massive makeover which transformed the area. It was a pleasure to see and somewhere to be proud of. I recall the excitement of the official opening in 1959. It was like a classic car which had been rusting away in an old barn being transformed to pristine showroom condition. I urge readers to take a look at the marvellous short film http://www.eafa.org.uk/catalogue/304 chronicling the course of these improvements. But then along came the planners in the early 1960s with some bright ideas for improving traffic flow in Norwich. They took a sledgehammer to Magdalen Street, cut it in half with an unsightly flyover, demolishing some of the finest architectural gems in the process and spawning the absurd possibility of Anglia Square. As I said earlier, oh, how history repeats itself.
The Norwich Lane Summer Fair is not to take place this year, to the chagrin of Steve Wendt, who is a trader on St Benedict's. I'd just like to say how disappointed I was to discover the Norwich Lane Summer Fair has been axed. I've run Lighting Technologies from a small shop in St Benedict Street for the past 2 years and think the fair is fantastic, not only for bringing potential customers into Norwich, but also for bringing shop owners together and building a community. In the past, I know some shop owners resented having to buy a pitch outside a shop they already own and pay rent on. But the £30 or so which was charged was a small price to pay for the 15,000 people who were drawn into the area. Fingers crossed the fair is reintroduced next year.
The organiser of the National Garden Scheme, Julia Stafford Allen, encourages us to visit open gardens. Lindy Platten Jarvis writes about how her spirits were raised when she saw a magnificent magnolia tree on the way to work, and she experienced a further feeling of joy at the sight of the same species in Chapelfield Park. Gardens can be an inspiration and good for the health. So may I suggest that Lindy might like to visit some of the 90 gardens throughout Norfolk and including Norwich, which are open in support of the National Garden Scheme. She will not only extend her pleasure, but she will also be contributing to much-needed funds for the nursing charities, such as Macmillan, Marie Curie and Hospice UK, which are the scheme's beneficiaries.
Spring has arrived, according to Gerald Mathewson of Taverham, who writes, "On Tuesday, April the 5th, I heard and saw a cuckoo at Taverham Howell School. I also saw a bullfinch. Signs that spring has arrived."
And finally, a story about driving from Anna Cullingford of Thorpe End. The letter from Clyde Brown regarding extra road tests brought to mind an incident that happened a few years ago. An elderly Norfolk gent I was having coffee with was indignant to discover he had been caught speeding whilst away on a recent UK holiday. He had, he said, been driving for a long time without incident, so he had written and sent off a letter in his defence, a copy of which he produced to show me. In it, he said, "I've been driving for many years without incident, and am an old man now, and my eyesight is not as good as it used to be. Therefore, I missed seeing the road signs." I handed the copy back to him with the words, "Good luck with that one."